We continue our scripture reading with Isaiah chapter 13. We'll read the whole chapter. It's found on page 733 if you're using the Pew Bible. Now, in our confession today, we confess that God is most terrible in his judgments, and here is a passage that shows it. This is the beginning of what's called the Apocalypse of Isaiah. It is a series of chapters, there's a good number of them, in which the judgment of God is proclaimed on the wicked nations of the earth. Now, this is good news to Israel because these are the enemies who are threatening them. It's a reminder of God's sovereignty over the great powers around them. We need to remember that. We live in a world where there's great threats to life and liberty against the church. And yet God is sovereign over them, and in his time, he will judge all evil. Verse 11 says, I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. Now, the language from this section of Isaiah, much of it shows up in the book of Revelation. And for a reason, the prophets, when they see great local judgments, like the judgment of Babylon that's coming, they see it as a part of the final judgment that's going to come. And so we're told here of cosmic disturbances. And you would say, well, that probably didn't literally happen in the time of the fall of Babylon. Yes, but he sees it as part of the great judgment at the end of the world when they will happen. And so there's a connection between these judgments and histories and the final judgment. When we see this, we see a warning for all sinners to be forgiven through the blood of Jesus to avoid the terrible judgment of the holy God. Now, this is also a great prophecy. Isaiah's writing in the mid to late 8th century B.C., the 720s, something like that maybe. And this event's not going to happen for a couple hundred years. And yet there's great specificity. Verse 17, I'm stirring up the Medes against them. Now, at the time when he said this, people would have gone, who are the Medes? Well, they're these little people, but they weren't a power. They're going to be a power. And you talk about a sudden overthrow of the greatest city in the world, mighty Babylon. How could that ever happen? Well, here's how it actually happened. The Darius the Mede, the general of Cyrus the Great, dammed up the Euphrates. There's a big work. And then they went under the wall where the river used to be. And there was a sudden onrush. The city was rapidly overthrown. And in a terrible way, it was utterly destroyed. In fact, Isaiah is going to say at the end, the world empire of the time, when it falls, it's never going to be inhabited again. Now, the skeptical person would go, I mean, come on, is that to be believed? Well, about 2,500 years have passed, and there Babylon is under the sands. You know, Saddam Hussein wanted to make a big park of it and restore it. It hadn't happened. And there's some digging going around there, but just like it says here, it is a haunt of jackals and ostriches. To this day, the word of the Lord is true. Well, the same word of the Lord tells us that history is going to come crashing down in the return of Jesus Christ. There will be a final judgment. Oh, how great is our need that we would come to Jesus and that we ourselves would be saved. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Isaiah 13. The oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. On a bare hill, raise a signal, cry aloud to them, wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the nobles. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones and have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger, my proudly exulting ones. The sound of a tumult is on the mountains, as of a great multitude, the sound of an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathering together. The Lord of hosts is mustering a host for battle. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens, the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty it will come. Therefore all hands will be feeble, and every human heart will melt. They will be dismayed. Pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant and lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless. I will make people more rare than fine gold and mankind than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble and the earth will be shaken out of its place at the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. And like a hunted gazelle or like sheep with none to gather them, each will turn to his own people and each will flee to his own land. Whoever is found will be thrust through. Whoever is caught will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed into pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished. Behold, I am stirring up the Medes against them, who have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold. Their bows will slaughter the young men, and they will have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not pity children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. It will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there. No shepherds will make their flocks lie down there, but wild animals will lie down there. And their houses will be full of howling creatures. Their ostriches will dwell. Their wild goats will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers and jackals in the pleasant palaces. Its time is close at hand, and its days will not be prolonged. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.